Thank you, Captain Spray. Yeah, you better say whose quote that's from. We want to know which son. Come on. You're not going to. Okay.
That's going to happen.
Lisa, I think it's back to you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. There are a number of reports under my manager's report tonight. There are two I specifically want to bring your attention to. The first is the Baylor report. Actually, there are three. The first I want to bring your attention to is the update from Steve Miller regarding the barge dock inspection. The estimated cost for that I got from Amber yesterday. She and Steve worked together on those costs. That's estimated at about $70,000 to do the fix to the barge dock. That's in the CIP budget for next year coming forward. What is not in your packet tonight is the estimated repairs to the city dock with the piling and the fenders that were damaged with the hit and run that we experienced. Although that is an insurance claim because it was an accident, that estimated cost is $83,000 to do those repairs. And I believe Mr. Miller is continuing to do some investigation there to see if we can't figure out who hit the dock. So in addition to that, we've got the report on the Baylor and the water treatment plant. So we will be bringing, we will be having a work session at the April 13th meeting to talk about the Baylor project. And we will be bringing a recommendation to you to do a sole source purchase for a Baylor at the next meeting. I do want to add to that, our public works director, Mr. Wader, was in direct contact with AML. There has been some concern expressed that AML, as of June 1st, would quit hauling our loose trash if we did not have baled trash. Although we are moving forward diligently, we will not make a June 1st deadline to have everything in place. Mr. Wader spoke with a representative from AML, and we have email confirmation that they are very pleased with the progress we've made moving forward. And if they see the purchase of the baler approved, and we are continuing to move forward, they will continue to haul our trash. So we have that in writing from them. So I'm very pleased to report that. With the water treatment plant, we have a significant concern that was raised at a meeting that we had with the funding agencies last week. That's spelled out in the report that's in the agenda. And basically that was the USDA telling us that their funding will only cover the cost. We will only be reimbursed for the cost of engineering if and when we go to construction. And so that puts Wrangell on the hook for the engineering costs as a potential full cost to us that will not be reimbursed if for some reason we decided, A, we could not afford to move forward with construction, or we just didn't want to move forward with construction. I can't imagine option B there to be the case, but certainly with the increase in material costs we are seeing rise exponentially, I know some of the assembly members are very concerned at a potential cost overrun. The initial estimate from the preliminary engineering report that we got for this project was done in 2017. And so we're now 5 years away from when that estimate was done. There are reports that we've seen a 40% cost in material, a 40% increase in materials and supplies costs over the last year. The other item that Amber brought to my attention today is that when our preliminary engineering report and cost estimate were done, we did not have a funding package outlined. And so it was not entertained or assumed that we would have federal funding. Federal funding comes with a requirement of Buy American Steel, which adds to the cost of things. So the cost of American Steel was not factored into the estimate. The other thing I want to bring to your attention, we had a bit of a, I guess what I would call a heart attack moment today. Amber reached out to EDA, the Economic Development Administration, to confirm that their funding was available to to cover engineering costs without the caveat that we would have to go to construction. When Amber spoke to them today, they were like, oh no, we don't pay for construction. We don't reimburse for engineering unless you go to construction as well. Amber said, one, you didn't weigh in on that conversation that we had when you were all on the phone with us on Thursday with USDA. Two, that information was not in our grant agreement. And they said, oh yes, it was. Well, Amber pulled it up and it wasn't. So they have since, just before this meeting started tonight, reached back out to Amber and said that the grant agreement can be amended to allow for the engineering costs to be covered without us having to go to construction. So that's good news, but still it's very frustrating to be working with these funding agencies when these things are not disclosed up front. And it speaks to the level of frustration with moving these projects forward. So I just want everybody to know we're working diligently to get through these things. And we'll be coming forward to you, as I said in the report, as soon as we have additional information from the consultant that's coming into town to look at the interim solutions. Mr. Mayor, I also have on the, and I don't mean to be, if there are questions, I'm happy to entertain those about any of the things I've just mentioned.
Does anybody have any questions for Lisa on anything that's been discussed so far? I'm not seeing anything, Lisa. I think you're good to go.
Mr. Mayor, one of the items that is not on the agenda tonight is I wanted to let the assembly know that Rod, our electrical supervisor, is working on providing information on what a potential rate increase might look like for us. And although we may need to end up doing a full-blown rate study to get exact ideas, Rod is working on pulling that information together, and he's gotten me an initial draft of stuff, and I will be working with him further so that we have some information to provide as part of the budget package coming forward to the assembly with regard to electric rates specifically.
Thank you. Does the assembly have any questions on that item? Not seeing anything, Lisa. Do you have anything else for us tonight?
Yep. Just finally, Mr. Mayor, I had a budget report on the agenda tonight, and I sent out an email to the assembly earlier today, a KYP, giving an update on where we are with the finance department based on the departure of our director. And in that, I indicated I'm having some difficulty pulling the appropriate reports out of the AccuFund software. It's not that the data isn't there. It's that getting it out of the software is proving very difficult. Robbie reached out to some folks around the state and was able to get a contact. Did you guys lose me for a minute there, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, we did. Just for a second, we lost you. You got cut out and he was going to get a contact.
Robbie was able to get a contact for technical support from AccuFund. So we now have that we can reach out to, and we will get confirmation of the reporting so that I can get that to you guys in very short order. So I apologize for the delay.
Thank you. Anything else for you, Lisa? Are you all good?
That'll be it, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Thank you. I don't see any hands up, so I'm assuming there's no further questions. We'll move on to Clerk Lane's report, please.
So I don't really have much more than what's in my report. I just wanted to state that the school and the assembly will be having a joint work session on the budget, and that will be on April the 15th. That public notice will go out on April 1st, and that meeting will be held via Zoom because there is no way to maintain social distancing in the assembly chambers. And other than that, I don't have anything else unless anybody has any questions.
Any questions for Clerk Lane tonight? I think you are off the hook, Kim. We'll move on to item 9, Mayor and Assembly Business. Does anybody have any assembly reports? All right, I got a quick one. I got a tour of the hospital last Wednesday with the public health nurse, and it was absolutely fantastic. I was able to go all the way through everything except for long-term care. We looked through a small window. Of course, they're trying to keep folks away from the long-term care residents as much as possible. And it is just an incredible facility. I cannot say enough. What an absolute gift. And you know, they came in on budget, under time. And if you can imagine, if we were trying to build that hospital today, given the reports of what we're hearing about material costs. So absolutely incredible facility. And the parking lot is just filled with cars of staff because they've got the campus set up with all their billing people, and they've just maximized every inch of that hospital. So I'm absolutely thrilled with what I was able to see. And I can't wait till we can get in and see the long-term care and go in and see the residents and go out into the beautiful courtyard. So it's an incredible facility. My hat goes off to Search. We are truly blessed that they were able to come in and do that for us. Okay. Mayor and Assembly appointments. We need to appoint two Assembly members to meet with the Borough Manager and Clerk to conduct their review and evaluations. I'm going to turn this over to Madam Vice Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. It just so happens that Assembly Member Morrison and I would volunteer to do this job. I have permission to volunteer her. If the rest of the assembly would agree, is there any other assembly member who would like to volunteer? Okay, seeing no volunteers, we will appoint assembly members Gilbert and Morrison to meet with the borough manager and borough clerk to review evaluations. And the evaluations, I believe, were emailed to all the assembly members. So if you fill them out, and I believe Clerk Lane, they are to email them back to you.
Yes, please.
And then Assembly Member Morrison and I will meet with those two individuals. Thank you. Back to you, Mayor.
Thank you. We're moving on to public hearing. I'm sorry, you guys, let me just expand this out a bit here. Item 11, public hearing ordinance number 990 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 16.08, tie lines leases of the Wrangell Municipal Code. So I'd like to declare this public hearing open. Is there any reports from the city manager regarding this item?
Mr. Mayor, this is the second reading public hearing and I imagine adoption of this. The assembly passed in first reading. There were a couple of adjustments that were recommended specifically by Assembly Member Gilbert. Those changes have been made and we're bringing it back for a public hearing and hopefully adoption.
Thank you. Kim, is there any persons to be heard on this item?
No, Mr. Mayor, I have nobody that signed up.
Okay, with that then I will declare this public hearing closed, and if someone would like to make the motion.
Move to approve ordinance number 990.
It's been moved. We have a second.
Dalrymple seconds.
Dalrymple seconded. Thank you. Discussion. Okay, hearing no discussion. Kim, call the roll, please.
Yes, assembly members. Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 12, unfinished business A, ordinance number 984 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 14.01.030DD, titled Live Aboard, and adding section 14.01.030MM, titled Residential User, and adding 14.05.008, residential user fee and duty to report in the Wrangell Municipal Code. It's reintroduction.
Move to approve the reintroduction of ordinance number 984 and move to a fourth reading with a public hearing to be held on March 23rd, 2021.
Been moved. We have a second.
I'll second it.
Been seconded by Assemblymember Corson.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Mayor. That should have been April 13th, 2021.
Okay. Can we note that correction, Mr. Howe?
Yeah, can I amend my motion? It's got a second. Is that okay?
It's okay. It was a technical.
Sure.
I'm declaring the motion amended.
Thank you. And so discussion. Does anybody have any points that they would like to discuss on this item?
Mr. Mayor, Mr. Miller is here and available to make any comment. The ordinance was amended. They looked at other communities and took this back to the Port and Harbor Commission for re-review, and it's now back before the Assembly for consideration in its newest form.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions or comments for either? Yes, go ahead, Kim.
The Port Commission did have a public hearing. They held a public hearing on this item as well as the fee schedule, which if this moves forward to a fourth reading and introduction for April 13th, the fee schedule will be on a public hearing as well for approval.
Thank you. Any comments or questions either for the city manager or for Mr. Miller?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, go ahead.
This was pretty contentious last time. So was this passed through to our attorney? Did they look over this too?
City Manager Von Bargen or Mr. Miller, would you like to answer that?
Not that I'm aware of.
That is my mistake. I apologize. I did not run this by the attorney. We'll make sure that happens before it comes back at second reading.
Mr. Powell, would you be comfortable with having that moving forward right now prior to having the the attorney look at it? And then bring it back. Are you comfortable with that, sir?
Yeah, I am. We can stop it if there's something wrong with that in the next meeting.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments or questions? Assemblymember Gilbert.
Thank you. And the fee schedule will have a public hearing attached to it, correct? Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
On April 13th.
Yes.
Anybody else in the comments or questions? Besides April 13th, that's off the table.
We got it.
Anyone else? Okay, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly members David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Item 13A under new business, approval to repeal emergency ordinance number 987, mask mandate.
Move to approve appealing emergency ordinance number 987.
It's been moved. We have a second.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Corson. Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So the EOC brought the mask mandate forward few weeks ago, and that mask mandate coming forward was predicated on two very significant issues in and near our community. The first was the significant outbreak in Petersburg and the mixing of our two communities on a regular basis. The second was that we had unknown vectors in the community because of either delayed or the inability to do contact tracing on a couple of positive cases. And we felt like it was important to protect the public health. We did not see an outbreak in the community as a result of those items. And so the EOC felt it was important to bring the mask mandate back for a recommendation to repeal because we did not see an uptick in cases due to those issues.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? I see that Captain Spray is still on as well. Any questions or comments from the assembly? Okay, seeing none, poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 13B, emergency order ordinance number 991. Of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, repealing the declaration of emergency in emergency ordinance 976, 980, and 985, repealing emergency ordinance number 988, and reenacting the adoption of the international and interstate testing measures.
Move to approve emergency order number 991.
It's been moved. Do we have a second?
Second, how?
Seconded by how? Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. At the same time that the EOC requested that the mask mandate come forward, we also suggested that we put into place mandatory testing requirements for travelers coming into the community. One, because it's the one of the easiest and least interfering ways to determine whether or not we've got COVID coming into the community. We are asking for the assembly to reaffirm both this and the intrastate testing requirement. That testing, as Dorianne or Captain Spray showed tonight, it works. It's one of the best ways to catch folks coming into the community with COVID. And we wanted to update the ordinances as they were before you previously, specifically to put new CDC guidance in there that allows for fully vaccinated individuals to still test when they come into the community, but not have to quarantine while they are waiting for their test results. So we felt like it was important to update those ordinances and put that fully vaccinated aspect in there. So there were a couple of other minor changes made to the ordinances as well. We pulled, in this one, we pulled the international component out and just made specific reference to the CDC guidance rather than spelling everything out in the ordinance. So anyway, we felt like it was important to update it, but we are asking for the assembly to please keep these testing requirements in place because the state doesn't have them anymore.
Thank you. Is there any questions for either the city manager and Captain Spray is still on from the assembly regarding this item or comments? Okay, I'm not hearing anything. Poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes, assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Okay, item 13C, emergency ordinance number 992 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, reaffirming the declaration of emergency in the emergency ordinance 976, 980, 985, repealing emergency ordinance number 989, and reenacting the adoption of the intrastate travel testing measures.
Move to approve emergency order number 992.
It's been moved. Do we have a second?
Second, how?
Seconded by how. Okay, Lisa, do you want to walk us through this one?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is exactly the same as the previous ordinance, except that it deals with intrastate. That would be people coming from other locations in Alaska. And as all of us are aware, we could have larger outbreaks and risk in some of our local communities than we can in areas where people are coming from in the lower 48. So we feel like it's important to test. Again, we amended this ordinance to reflect the new CDC guidance that folks who are fully vaccinated still need to test when they come to the when they come into Wrangell, but they don't need to quarantine until they get their test result. The other item I will mention is that as with this and the intrastate travel ordinance, Alaska residents are allowed to quarantine instead of test if they would like to do that. They do have that option. And I think that was the only change we made to this ordinance, but we're asking this one to stay in place as well. It's just, it's important we make sure we're catching those people coming into town. The other thing I will add is that folks coming in can also, those that are coming into town for critical workforce infrastructure have the ability to follow a plan if they are not fully vaccinated and work just as we did last year under the workplace guidance, where they can quarantine and isolate in between their workplace and their domicile. So we're not stopping any critical workforce infrastructure from taking place in the community by having these testing standards.
Thank you. Any questions for either the city manager or Captain Spray? I'm not seeing any. Poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Prusanka?
Yes. Item 13D, ordinance number 993 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the zoning map to effect a change to a portion of Lot A, 1A, Torgensen Pernalis subdivision from single family residential to commercial.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 993 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on April 13th, 2021.
Move. Do we have a second?
I'll second, Terry.
Been seconded by Corson. Thank you, Terry. Lisa?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a simple zone change. And although I want to be clear, I did double check with Carol, and the Planning and Zoning Commission did approve a recommendation on this and did say there was no concern raised by the public in this instance. Oftentimes there can be when you see a move from a more restrictive zoning district like a residential to commercial, which is a far more less restrictive zoning district, but in this instance that was not the case. So that the recommendation from the Planning and Zoning Commission stands.
Any questions for the city manager or comments? Hearing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Four. Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Prusanka?
Yes. Item 13C, approval of professional service agreement with Ramsey Appraisal Resources in the amount of $42,000 for appraisal services.
Move to approve professional service agreement with Ramsey Appraisal Resources in the amount of $42,000 for appraisal services.
Been moved. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Corson. Lisa.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This appraisal will handle a number of different properties in the community. It will be the Armory property. It will be some land in the industrial subdivision that we are selling. It will be land at the Edelin lots that we have for sale. It will be the Byford properties. And I know I'm forgetting a couple of other items on the list there. But we are moving forward with this appraisal. It has come in quite a bit higher than Carol estimated. And as it explains in the agenda statement, we are going to have to move some money out of reserve into the operating budget in a couple of funds in order to be able to accommodate this. And there was some confusion between myself and Carol as to whether or not a separate resolution was necessary to do that. So, Mr. Mayor, if the Assembly approves this contract, you will have to approve a budget amendment or resolution at the next meeting in order to make sure all the funding is there. I just want to be clear with the Assembly about that.
Thank you. Is there any questions or comments on this item?
Mr. Mayor.
Go ahead, please.
I don't see anything on the Institute property on this. Where are we at with that, with appraisals?
So that can't happen until after the actual lots are completed, as soon as the survey is done.
I'd like to see an update on that on the next meeting.
Yes, we will do that, Assembly Member Powell. We did provide an update, I think, at the last meeting, but we'll get you another one.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes, Assembly Members Gilbert?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
And Mayor Prisanka?
Yes. Item 14 is the attorney of files. That's available for assembly to review in the borough clerk office. Item 15 is an executive session. We have none tonight. And item 16 is adjournment. We will adjourn the meeting at exactly 8 o'clock. Thank you very much, everybody. Appreciate your hard work tonight. Have a good night.
Thank you, everyone. Good night.